course, every old dead thing in your life, every old stale, dead thing in your life dissipates today. Now, Father, we need to be under open heaven. We recognize you have already opened heaven on this service. And we are thankful for open eyes, open ears to the supernatural, open heart to understand. Holy Spirit, we recognize that you're here. And you want to make known some things to us that will change our lives forever. Every person here is here for a reason. I bless this pastor and his wife who've traveled and come from a long ways to be here. That a fresh anointing will reside on his ministry and his church. I thank you this morning. I yield to the gifts, fruit of the Spirit. I yield to the gifts of the Spirit. I yield to revelation. I yield to manifestation. I yield to demonstration. I yield to miracles, signs, wonders, and exploits. That they may come among your people. That the Holy Spirit may change what needs to change, create what needs to be created. We're so thankful this morning. As we decrease, we yield to your increase. We put aside our insufficiencies and take on your sufficiencies. Men and women from around the world are listening to this message this morning. People who love you, people who have separated themselves unto you, I'm going to ask you to let the miracles begin. Let the signs and the wonders begin. Let things happen to us, Lord, that we can't explain. All we can do is praise your name. I know you're here. I know your presence is here. I know Jacob Ladder is here. And I know the angels are going up and down. I know they're here. I know the dove is flying through this place. Oh my, may we wax strong in spirit. May we be filled with your wisdom. And may your grace be upon every person that I preach to this day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to read a wonderful scripture out of Acts chapter 9 that I think when we recognize how to carry out what God is saying to us, the church will enter into this marvelous place. We're going to deal with today how to break through to the supernatural. How to break through. You need to write that down. You need to turn them phones off. How to break through to the supernatural. Say that with me. Now, that subject tells you you're not just going in the supernatural. There's certain things you need to know. Are you hearing me? Now, you are born into the supernatural. When you became a Christian, your first step after accepting Jesus, you stepped off into a supernatural lifestyle that is available to you that includes miracles, signs, wonders, and doing exploits. You are not a regular person. You are not a regular person. But your real potentials are in the realm of the spirit, not the physical. Some of y'all may play basketball good. Some of y'all may sing good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not your real potential. Good God Almighty. Your real potentials are in the realm of the spirit. Not only if you're writing this note down, you're at Acts 9. If you're writing this down, how to break through to the supernatural. Now those principles are going to be taught to you. You understand that? But then I'm going to say it another day to personalize it for your own life, for your own family, how to have supernatural breakthrough. See, I didn't say the same thing. How to break through to the supernatural. That's one thing. But then the Lord said, now, give them a signature on their own life. How to have supernatural breakthrough. That means anything come in your life, you do a supernatural breakthrough. That's the only way. Nothing going to be impossible to you. When Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible to believe, he's talking in another realm. He's talking overruling factors. He's talking again, let me say it a different way. He's talking supernatural facts that belong to every child of God. There's nothing in your life that is not working for you. You can't move. But you have to learn how to function with fresh oil, fresh presence, and a fresh word from God. You were built to have dominion every day, all day, no matter what happened. When you shift gear, and when Jesus start unfolding in your life, everything must change. So you're going to have to listen, because we're not talking about religion here now. We're not talking about rituals. We're not talking about regular. We're not talking about regular living. We're talking about living like the Bible says we should live. We're talking about having a functioning word. Not just a word, but a word that is alive with spirit and life and is functioning. God Almighty. You hear what I say? It's the word the word is really functioning. Your failures are over. You will not have to fight as long. Your fights are about to become short. When you get into supernatural breakthroughs, first punch, your enemy is out. Acts chapter 9, see yourself here, verse 31. This is what I think happened when the supernatural started functioning in a believer's life or into the church life. It was after Saul became Paul and the church started getting herself lying in the spirit, to function in the spirit. It says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. What they had? Yes. And were what? Yes. What that mean? Built up. Strong. Yes, and what? Walking in the fear of the Lord. In other words, with reverential fear and honor, in the spirit of honor toward the Lord and the things of the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Then in Ephesians chapter 4, let me read 3 or 4 scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4, tack them together, keep them together, because they're going to all speak. They're going to speak the same thing. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say it's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
My Lord have mercy. It is good to be here. I almost ran off myself today. Hallelujah. Say it again. Fresh oil. That's right. It says good to be here. In Ephesians 4:12, this verse is instructional about the type of believers the Lord wants, the type of church he wants. He talks about, well, we better read 11 too. He talks about government. I'll get to government in a few moments. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now notice verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, maturing, for the work of the ministry. We've got to have the work of the ministry on the mind. We're not talking about the ministry of just this church. We're talking about a full blast ministry in life. And that a word is, again, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You see that? Then, in the Lord's Gospel, John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ unfolds to us how to manifest the supernatural. He told us how to have supernatural breakthrough. You will be exposed today to secret principles and secret weapons of the supernatural. Woo. Just tell me, Pastor, you're preaching now. Secret principles and secret weapons of the supernatural. You will be exposed to it today. You will know what principle to use to cause the Holy Ghost to move. You will know what weapon to take out when you're attacked. And win every time. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14. Get this statement. The supernatural is actually unfolding Jesus. I love it. The supernatural, let that drop in your spirit. Because what I mean by unfolding Jesus is letting him loose in your life. What I mean by unfolding Jesus is understanding how Jesus functioning. The supernatural is a believing system. It works by faith. What did I say? You must understand that. The text is going to reveal that. You're going to see the word believers. And Jesus trying to show us how he was functioning in the supernatural. You got to do it just like Jesus. Tell somebody next to you, you got to do it just like Jesus. Tell them that. That's the only way. Oh, my. I don't know how far I'm going to make it today. That's the only way. That's the only way you're going to enjoy the benefits of the new life and the abundant life. You're going to have to do it like Jesus. We're about to find out the secrets of Jesus' ministry. Why he healed all the sick. Why, when he ran into a situation that couldn't be worked out naturally, he turned into Superman and wrought miracles because he had a special, you listening? He had a special, you listening? He had a special connection. The same connection that Jesus had belong to me today. Woo! You heard that, Janet? The same connection that Jesus had with the Father. Same connection that Jesus had with the Holy Ghost. The same connection that Jesus had with the kingdom belonged to me today. And it still works the same way. Whatever you read in the gospel, whatever you read in the book of Acts, it's still available to the church and the believer today. Now listen to that Jesus explained to us. It's so simple. He's talking about doing the works he did and the greater works. And now he tells us just how he was functioning. The boys was a little disturbed. John 14, they couldn't understand it. They wanted to see the Father and asking a lot of questions. So Jesus said, let me tell you how I'm doing this. Look in the 8th verse. Philip said unto him, John 14, 8, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient to us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Good God Almighty. It's a sad thing to be with Jesus a long time and don't know him. You know, and I don't know what ratio is, but a large percentage of the church really don't know Jesus. Even born-again people. But they don't know him. You mean, you know what I'm saying when I say know him? They don't know how to function in him. Or they don't know how to let him unfold his attributes in them. Y'all ain't talking to me over there. What's the matter with y'all? Talk to me in there. Don't look at that thing. I'll turn that thing off. Look at me. The anointing on that is on me. Turn the screen off. Can you turn them off? We ain't looking at no screen today. Can you turn them off? Can they go off? Bam, bam, bam. Get uncomfortable. Turn your neck a little bit. Then I know you're too comfortable. You can't be that comfortable in operating the supernatural. Verse 9, Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you? And you're still crying about your little problem? You still don't believe I'm going to work it out for you? Have I been so long a time with you don't understand yet that you and I can't lose nothing? Have I been with you such a long time I've been with you? You've been with me for a long time. Don't you know you and I can work it out? Talk to me, Trina. Don't you know you and I can work it out? No matter what it is, child, you and I can work it out. I will see to it that you pass the test. Nobody, listen to me, and nothing after this day can cause you to fail. You don't only need direction, but you need my protection. Direction without protection is not good enough, because you need my protection as you're going where I send you. You will be endowed with great strength today. Those things that have caused you to stumble will become a foundation for you to walk on. Peace will bleed in your life like the blood running from the cross. You will be freed today from many things that have been a hindrance in your life. You will not see them no more. It will look for you on the same level. But after the day, you will be walking on another level. Every jam that you're in is about to bust open in a few minutes. It will open before you like the Red Sea. and everything else will fall like Jericho wall. Every test that comes in your life after today, you're going to make an A on it. You know what that means, right? That means your life about to be in an advanced station, advanced stage every day of promotion. You just passing tests. Next grade, pass that test. Next grade, pass that test. Next grade. Friends going to look for you and can't find you. Why? You're going to be living in another dimension. I'm just trying to get you ready for what's going to happen to you. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let it flow out of my spirit. I see you, see, I see it. Sit down. Good morning. In a few minutes, I'm going to be saying good evening. Sun going to set in here. And I'm not talking about the S-U-N. I'm talking about the S-O-N. Don't give us instruction. Verse 9, Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he asked him a question, you see. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Now this really get to be strong here in verse 10. And it's really Jesus beginning to unfold the supernatural and how he did all he did, because now he's going to call on us to do the work, and he's calling on us to do the greater works. And both take the supernatural. Both take miracles, signs, wonders, out of the ordinary, beyond the senses. And so Jesus now tells us how he did it. You know, Jesus was operating as a man filled with the Holy Ghost. Wonder why God did that. First of all, he did it because Jesus had to be a man to take our sins. But secondly, he was showing us what happened when a man really walked in the Holy Ghost. The world can't touch him. You see, most Christians are walking in half Christ and half world. And that's a compliment. Most walking in three-quarters world and a quarter Christ. They go to church, but they don't want him everywhere they go. When they go to a picnic, they leave him home. They won't play checkers. No, you can't leave him. So Jesus said in the 10th verse, and look, notice the first word in the 10th verse. Underline it in your Bible. Underline that first word. And every time you see a word, believe or believers, I want you to underline it. Believe is not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father. That the one is in me. Come on, class. Look at it. He doeth the works. I really want to stop there and go to work, but I got to read some more. Verse 11, start with the same word. Underline it. Believe me that I'm in the Father. He's saying the same thing, but he's just saying, and the Father in me said it twice. Didn't he?
Yes,
I said, didn't he say it twice? I need to tell you this now, probably. Realizing heaven's government and how it works. You have to recognize that you're working with somebody who is superior. Sovereign. giving you 2 points, and I'll come back and deal with them. Because heaven government is here. The Lord is revealing to us the government from heaven to earth. Jesus said, I'm making withdrawals. When you see me do something, I'm making withdrawals from heaven government. The Father is in charge. And I got a helper with me. Who do not accept no as an answer. Because if he can't fix it, he'll create it. Look at somebody and tell them you better recognize who you are. You better recognize who you're connected with. And you better stay in the boat. Verse 11, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe. Underline that word again. Believe me for the very work's sake. Verse 12, now he called us into play. You see, he had to show us how to do it if he's going to call us into play. Verily, verily, amen, amen, truly, truly. I say unto you, he that, now that word is again, believeth on me. Watch what he says now. The works that I do shall he do also. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus back up from? Whatever spoke to Jesus and told Jesus, you a failure. Whatever told Jesus, now you can't make it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What Jesus faced that he couldn't handle. I'm talking to you now. See, as he unfolds in our lives as believers, he's saying you can do the same thing that I done if you use the same thing that I used. I was using heaven government. I was using a connection that I knew I had. I knew my Father was the husbandman. That I'm the vine. But I connected you. You the branches. The branch can do the same thing that the vine done. The vine can do the same thing that the Father did. I'm doing some awesome preaching in here. Y'all not giving me credit up in here. Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. It must be going over your head. I'm trying to tell you, you can't lose no more. I'm trying to tell you, every time you need a miracle, you're going to have it. I'm trying to tell you, you can walk in the supernatural just like Jesus did. You have the same Father, the same Word, same Kingdom, same Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? Let me try to read this text now. Verily, verily, verse 12, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also in greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Because I go unto my Father. Because, see, he gave me a clue now, because I go unto my Father. Because I'm going, because I go, somebody coming back. Because I go, I'm going to send somebody. Because I go, I'm not going to take him with me. I'm going to leave him here with you. He was the one that empowered me to do the work. So I'm going to give you the same one I had. Look at somebody and say, I got him. Tell him, I'm going to turn him loose. I'm not going to try to handle this thing myself. I'm free today. Now let me give you this word from the Lord. Every time you are losing, it just looks like you're losing. Every time you losing a battle, it just look like you're losing, because you know you can shift to a gear of no losing. Y'all didn't get that. You didn't get it. You don't get it. You only lose in the physical. But you're not a physical being. You got to let the spirit man take care of your physical life. We got to stop trying to take care of the spirit with the physical. Praise is to reverse it from the physical to the spiritual. You don't work out of the physical, you work out of the spirit. Tell somebody, shifting. See, you learn how to shift, you got to learn how to shift. See, the pain might still be there, but you're not there. Go on, get some help. All right, pain, I'll be back. Don't stay there and just talk about the pain. Go get some help. Don't stay there and just talk about the problem. Go in the spirit realm and get some help. Don't talk to nobody, can't do nothing about it. They're just going to tell you, I saw it before. Talk to somebody who can change it. You're a spirit, I tell you. You got supernatural rights. Y'all get some joy. Some of y'all look so sad. Get some joy. All this word going forward, you are all sad looking. Let the Lord talk to you up in here this morning. The Lord is in control. Sometimes you know so much in the spirit, you don't want to know it, you know. So he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, let me help read, Lord. He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's one of the weapons. If you love me, that's another weapon. Love is another weapon. Keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father, here come another weapon, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Then verse 17 says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. Why? For he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Got that? Got to read a little more, because this is a converting, shifting time in your life. How to function in the supernatural almost naturally. In other words, the supernatural become natural to you. Say, when you see America, say, yeah, that's another one. I saw two yesterday. See, we have made the supernatural abnormal. We have reversed Christ into a natural life. He really don't want to live naturally. And he's disturbed with your failures. And he's disturbed when you wallow in a mistake. He told you, I take care of your mistakes. That's the devil holding you in that mistake. So what, you made a mistake? Get up. Dust yourself off. Repent. Throw your hands to God and say, thank you that the blood of Jesus have set me free. Switch condemnation for conviction. Oh my Lord. I don't know how can I say this, because some people are listening to what I'm saying. Now, you know we're supposed to respect authority, the judge, the government, all. But the Spirit of God wants me to tell you, see, you got to be mature to hear this now. Begin to live your life without world rules. Don't let this world rule you no more. Live higher than this world. We're not going to vote on this. No, we're not going to vote on it. If you don't believe it, we're not going to vote on it. You know, just find your little religious group and go on back where you come from. We're not going to vote on this. This is gospel. This is good news. This is for real. This is the real deal. This cross tradition and denomination and religion and unbelief and doubt and fear. This is another life. This is another type of living. This another realm. This is God Almighty telling you that you can have fun in life. Who that knocking? Open the door. If they're not right, I'm going to knock them out. You see, you know who you are in Christ. Y'all better let me preach up in here. You take territory. You don't ask for it. You take it. Tell somebody no more stale biscuit. Everything fresh. What I mean by that, those things in life that have been stale to your life, that rob you from your joy, rob you from your peace, don't accept them no more. The man of God says, from now on, my life going to be fresh, fresh, fresh. Every day, everything fresh, fresh, fresh. Y'all better talk to me up in here. Every day. What I said? I got 22 minutes left on the hour, and I haven't given one point yet. This other verse here is in the same gospel, John. It's very important that you see 14, John 14, 21. Very important. See, we're talking about manifestation now. We're talking about what Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're talking about demonstration. We're talking about the supernatural. We're talking about living like a real believer should live. You heard what I said? Yes. We're talking about living like real believers should live. I didn't say preachers. I said believers. I didn't say the Pope. The Pope, all them people the Pope draw, the Pope don't have no anointing with me. People like to follow people. They don't like to follow anointing. Because the anointing will confront you. And the anointing will disappoint you when you're not going how God tell you to go. So people like people who just going to sprinkle them. And say good things to them. And they never find their own strength. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Not the Pope, not the preacher, not the bishop. He strengthened me. The people got to know that. You got to know that. I come to tell you, you got power. You got connection. You can pray for yourself. You can cast out devils. You can work miracles. You can work signs. You can work wonders. You need to know that. You don't need nobody with no title to work no anointing, to work no miracle. You can work it yourself. Say it, I'm a miracle worker.
I'm a miracle worker.
Good God Almighty. I'm a miracle worker. Say it, I'm a miracle worker. Work miracles at my house. I work miracles in my car. I can work miracles on my job. I got connection. Isn't that good? Believe that, turn around and shout. I told you, see, we're talking about how to break through to the supernatural and how to have supernatural breakthrough. My goodness. Now, manifestation. You have to have the manifestation of the Father. You have to have the manifestation of the Son. You have to have the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. You have to have the manifestation of the Word. And you have to have the manifestation of your faith. You better listen to me. Sit down, right, because you need to do this. You have to have the manifestation of the Father. You have to have the manifestation of the Son. You have to have the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. You have to have the manifestation of the Word. And you have to have the manifestation of your faith to work miracles. I love it. I love it when the Holy Ghost is on. See? And see, now you got a way to check it. He said, all right, now I'm about to go. Something supernatural got to happen the other day. All hell done broke loose in the house. Something supernatural. That's the devil done got in here. I got to function in the supernatural. So who I got to have? I got to have the Father here. All right, I'm going to call on the Father. I got to have the Son. I'm going to call on the Son. I got to have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to call on the Holy Ghost. I got to have the Word. I'm going to call on the Word. I got to have my faith. I'm going to call on my faith. And we're going to do something supernatural here today. Got it? Very simple. Got it. Say, I got it. All right, now watch this. This scripture is going to show you how it works. In verse 21 of John 14, he that has my commandments, say word, or, you know, instruction, principle. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, got it? He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will. Now, how I say this, Holy Spirit? Here is the manifestation of all manifestation. Didn't get it. Christ, the hope of glory, Jesus the Lord, have to manifest before manifestations take off. You got to have a manifested presence of the Father, a manifested presence of the Son, a manifested presence of the Holy Ghost, a manifestation from the Word, and manifesting faith. And then the miracles began. He told us how to do it. Love me. Trust me. Honor me. Adore me. Give me the credit. Give me the glory. Really, I'm going to tell you. You have to turn from religion and stop relying on the Holy Ghost. Would you write that down? You have to turn from religion and stop relying on the Holy Ghost. You see this a little further down the line as I teach. But today I'm turning from all religious ideal, and from now on I'm going to rely on the Holy Ghost. When you rely on the Holy Ghost, your spirit and the Holy Ghost connect. What a team. What a team. That's a team that can bring forth any dream. Your spirit. Your recreated spirit in the Holy Ghost. All right. Let me try to get this to you. Help me, Lord. All right. Verse 21. Verse 22. Judah said unto him, not his care, Lord, how is it that, see, here it is. How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Through verse 21, verse 22. Here's a man who was not listening. You can't help folks who do not listen. Some of y'all sitting right here, you're not listening, you're waiting for the bell to ring. Get your communion and go home. That's what you're waiting for. You're not listening, so you leave out of here just like you came in, But it's not my fault. It's not the Father's fault. It's not the Holy Ghost's fault. It's not Jesus' fault. It's not the Word's fault. You left here because you wasn't listening. Now, here's a man, he just told him in verse 21 how it's going to happen. In verse 22, he asked how it's going to happen. Dummy. Some of y'all couldn't tell me 2 points I've said thus far. Because you're so religiously trained, emotionally trained, you're waiting for a hoop. Or you're waiting for somebody to run. You have to listen. When you're in the presence of a man or woman of God who have a word from God, you have to listen, children. Listen. Listen if you don't want to listen. Listen. Because something will rise up in you and make you bold and make you strong and make you anointed. You're not a loser. I don't care what your background. I don't care what happened. I don't care if somebody raped you. You're still not a loser. The rape's over. Get up and dust yourself off. You made a mistake. Get up. The court of honor said, God, but that woman who was committing adultery, the Lord said, where's your accuser? Well, he wiped them out because he told them, you without sin, you cast the first stone. And they cast that stone, Jesus was going to read their mail. You know that, right? They knew that. They knew Jesus already saw everybody got a problem. Everybody have done something wrong. They can wrap, when you born, they can wrap you in a white sheet and keep you in the house till you're 19 years old. You still going to do something wrong. You ain't there complaining about the sheet too tight. Somebody always, that's why as a pastor, somebody always don't pay attention. Then they get in trouble and you try to talk to them and you can't talk to them because they're not on the level of what you taught them. You say, so what about me? What are we going to do? God dog it, didn't I tell you what to do? Didn't I tell you? The Word tell you what to do. Every Sunday I'm telling you what to do. How it going to happen to me? God dug it just like it happened to me. Get in there and plow your rope. Sow your seed till the plants start to grow. You're not a failure. Tell the person next to you, you're not a failure. You're blessed. Tell them you're blessed. Tell them, listen to the apostle. Say what that man said. Yes, Lord, I receive. Say it.
Yes, Lord, I receive.
Yeah, you need to receive. You need to receive up in here, man. This is too precious for you to sit here like you're in a movie. This is not a script. This is not a play. This is the Lord talking to you. Just this one sermon. You shouldn't lose another battle in your life. It just looked like I'm losing. I'm going to win this thing. It just looked like I'm losing. I'm going to talk to my connection. We'll be back. I was a little more in the flesh when you hit me that time. But I'll be back. Let me go to my prayer room. You got me. You got me. Hit me while I was in the flesh. I'll be back. And you're going to make your connection. You meditate. You observe. Meditation. Observation. Revelation. Application. Manifestation. Demonstration. Celebration. Good God Almighty. Did you get it? See, it's time to celebrate. Every now and then it's time to celebrate. Ain't time to pray no more. Ain't time to read the Bible. It's time to just dance. Praise the Lord. Run up and down the bedroom. Knock a few lamps off. It's time to praise Him. God have done great and mighty things for me. And I'm glad. Let me tell you what he's telling me. The air of increase is all around your head. And then he told me some more now. And he said that air is the breath of the Holy Ghost. It's all around you today. Anything you come here with today, you can dump it. That wasn't blessing your life. Because the Spirit of God say you are free. Say, I believe it. And I receive it. You may be seated. Y'all don't mind me taking the singing place, right? Some stuff I bring you, I'm afraid to leave with it. You listening?
Yes,
I need you to listen now because we're gonna get deeper and deeper in the spirit. Remember, he told me you're gonna let me down deeper. We're about to get deeper and deeper in the spirit, but I need you listening because this church will be a supernatural functioning church. Wherever you go, any moment, any second, a miracle can happen. Because number one, you know who you are. And you know how to unfold Jesus. Let me try to read this. I want to give you 3 or 4 points, but I should have given you 12 more. But I'm just going to give it to you. You back next Sunday, right? And then who not yet? You can get it on the internet. And the internet is not like being here now. I don't know who fooled you with that. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, tell him again, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him, watch out, and make our abode with him. Got that? Verse 24, he that loveth me, not keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. I really want to stop at verse 23 because I don't want to be messing around with nobody in verse 24. We ain't got time for him. Now let me go over this again with you. Some things that I want, some pointers I want you to know from this. How to break through to the supernatural. The supernatural is a realm of miracles, signs, wonders, and exploit. The supernatural is actually unfolding Jesus in your life. Got that? The supernatural is a believing system that works by faith. Got that? All right. I say to you, you will be exposed today to secret principles and exposed today to secret principles and secret weapons of the supernatural. The works. Look at John 14:12. Read John 14:12, please. The works and the greater works cannot be done without operating in the spirit realm of the supernatural. Got that? Now, here's some of the secret principles and the secret weapons that you must use to function in the supernatural. Number one, realizing heaven government and how it works. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, 12, and verse 16. Realizing heaven government and how it works. In other words, understanding authority. I guess the best lesson is in the 8th chapter of Matthew, when that man who was authority came under somebody with greater authority than he had. See, authority has to be understood if you're going to operate in authority. You understand that? See, you authorize to win, but it's not going to happen if you disrespect authority. That's one of the deadness factors in the church. You see, he gave those five gifts to you in verse 11, Ephesians 4:11. He gave those five governmental gifts to you for a reason. Then he told you in verse 12 what they would do for you. Now look at verse 16. Every joint. See, you've grown to a point now. You know how to function. You know how to connect. You know how to work with it because you've been trained. Every joint supply now. Got that? Okay, the second thing is recognize your connection. Jesus, in that 10th verse, was saying, hold up, Philip. You don't understand. I'm connected. I'm connected to God the Father. I'm connected to the Word. Jesus said, I'm connected to the Holy Ghost. That I'm not doing this thing. I'm hearing a voice. I'm hearing a voice from heaven telling me what to do. I want you to write these notes down so you can read this from this John 15, 1 through 7. He talked about the vine. Got to stay connected to the branch, got to stay connected to the vine. And we got to be purged every now and then. Recognize your connection. That's what he was doing. He was recognizing his connection. He said, listen, now listen, I'm not doing this. Even the words that I speak to you, they're not my word. So when I heard that, the Spirit of God run and took me to John 6:63. Look at it. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are not my words, Jesus said. I ran over John 6:63. Watch what he said. Turn your Bible there and see what he said. Then you run over to Romans 8:2. Come on, we're going to run over there. John 6:63, read it to me. Hold it. You're not going to have no supernatural just in the flesh. Read the rest of that verse. Got that? Romans chapter 8, verse 2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and the devil. You know, the devil won't work his law on you. Now, he can work his law on sinners, but he don't supposed to work his law on you. Why? What does Scripture say? He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. You have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. All these scriptures are talking about the supernatural. See, we read these scriptures and get happy and play around. They're not going to work. You've got to be connected. Third thing, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Release your faith. Release your faith. But a special kind of faith. Called a spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. How does spirit of faith work? Read. 4:13, 2 Corinthians 4:13. You come to church some kind of way. I'm gonna get y'all in church some kind of way. Read. That is it's wrapped up. Let me show you how that works. Turn to Mark 11:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, as the same verily, verily, he used in that 12th verse in John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. You have them. That's supernatural. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. That's supernatural. Say, that's supernatural. Now, watch. So, release the spirit of faith. If you operate under the word for a protracted period of time, not only do you operate in faith, but you operate in the spirit of faith. Not only do you operate in the spirit of faith, but there's a gift. And we have We have tried to coin it so you can understand, called special faith. Raise the dead. Special faith. The next weapon you need to use, oh, just give me a minute now. Receive biblical evidence. There's evidence throughout the Bible of the supernatural. Men go in fire and don't get burned. Don't even have no smoke on them. Men go down in lion den and the lions act like a kitten. And you drop somebody else and they devour. Men come to water, don't have no boat. Got a rod in his hand. And millions of gallons of water, and he put that rod toward that and it opened up and let 3 million people go through. Men get to a place that strictly shut up, none going out, none coming in. And the Lord said, I've given it to you. And they walk right over the wall into the city. Men who have faced giants couldn't whoop them by themselves. But yet look at the giant and say, I'm going to cut your head off. Operating in the supernatural. Men who was locked up in jail didn't cry, start singing praises to God and praying. And the jail doors flew open. Man who was locked up in jail, an angel came and tapped him on the shoulder, dropped his band and said, come on, go with me. Got to the iron gate. Y'all think them doors that come open automatically? That door been there. That man walked up to the iron gate. That gate came right open. Peter came out. Man met Jesus who was blind, never seen before in his life. Jesus said, it was born that I could work my works. Put clay on his eye. Told him, go down to a pool and wash it and come back seeing. He did what Jesus told him. He'd come back seeing. A man was begging for alms. He wanted a few dollars. But two Holy Ghost men came along and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. See, y'all got something. Such as I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk. And tell me, strength came into his ankle bone, into his leg, and the man starts shouting and running. I tell you, he's a supernatural God. We need biblical evidence that he's alive. Two sisters, brokenhearted, didn't have no more than one brother. They sent for the master. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He couldn't say, shut up, Ashata. Let me preach a little bit. They sent for the master, and the master got there 4 days later. They say he's in the grave. He's been dead 4 days. He's staying there. Take me to the grave. We're going to have to work something out supernatural. I'm not the undertaker. I'm the man who bring him back. Take me to the grave. I'm going to undo what the undertaker did. I'm going to undo what the digger did. They buried him, but I'm about to call him back to life. Lazarus, come forth. We got biblical evidence of the supernatural. Are you hearing me? Those biblical evidences written in the Bible by holy men who moved by the Holy Ghost, it was written as evidence to you that you can have what you read. You can have what you believe. God said, I put my spirit in you for you not to live normal. We've been normalized by religious ideals and by the doctrines of men, and we have not let the Holy Ghost have free course in our lives. Ooh! But when you let the Holy Ghost have free course, when you let him anoint you, he said he'll destroy yokes and remove burdens. He'll raise the dead and give the blind sight, miracles, signs, and wonders. You don't follow him. You don't follow him. Miracles, signs, and wonders, Jesus said, they'll follow you. Why would they follow you? Because you are a miracle. You are a sign. And you are a wonder. Everywhere you show up, a miracle just showed up. Because at any moment you make the right connection, something can happen that couldn't happen before. Met the woman at the well. She had a whorish life. Shack up life. Jesus asked her for a drink of water. She got a racial problem. Jesus kept talking to her. And Jesus said, if you only know, the one you're talking to can give you water that your well never go dry. The woman said, I believe you're a prophet. She left town as a prostitute, went back as a preacher. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. Oh my goodness. Tell somebody about Jesus. Jesus can fix it for you. Tell somebody. Tell them Jesus can fix it. I got the clue. There's so much evidence, children. So much evidence of God's children winning all the time. God's children win all the time. You can't stop God's children. You mess with them, they ask for boldness. They ask for signs and wonders. They ask for miracles to be done by the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. They go to praying, the prayers go to shaking where they are. A rumbling start because two worlds meet. Heaven is stronger than earth. Oh, glory. The next point. Sit down. I'm not through yet. Watch this now. Y'all ready to shout? Reign in the name. Reign. In R-E-I-G-N, I think you better. Reign in the name. Use the name. The name will cause you to reign in life. The name will cause you to be more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Reign in the name. I've given you a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Every disease must leave. All limitation must dissipate. Reign in the name. Live long, live strong, live prosperous, live in victory, live in joy, live in peace. Reign. I say reign in the name. The name of Jesus is a reigning position for you. The child of God, the name of Jesus is your handle. When you catch that handle, you can handle any field. The name of Jesus will cause you to triumph. Turn to Acts 19:20. I'm trying to give you some weapon here. Don't tear me the clothes. I'm trying to give you some weapon. I'm trying to give you something to whoop everything that come in your life. What? Turn to Acts 19:20. Right now, remember the ability of the word. Remember, this is a weapon you need to know. Remember, the word of God grew in what? Prevail. Remember the ability of the word. You ready? Number 7, rely on the Holy Spirit. Turn to Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is upon you. You will be a witness to me, not just to tell people about me. You're a witness that you can't be defeated. Rely on the Holy Ghost. I got 2 or 3 more. I'm going to give them to you. God dog it, I'm going to give them to you. I got to give them to you. I got to get this Lord over me, man. I got to leave it with God's people. Rest in the power of the supernatural. Now, see, I read that in Acts 9:31, but you also got Revelation. There, Acts, you got in Matthew 11:28-30. You got Revelation come, then Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Rest in the Holy Ghost. Rest in the supernatural. Rest in a point that you can't be jammed. You can't be locked up. You can't be knocked down and remain down. You know how to get up. You know how to get out. You know how to function supernaturally. You know how to unfold Jesus. Somebody better talk to me in here. You know how to unfold Jesus. When you unfold Jesus in your life, everything changes. Remain, that's the next point. Remain in the presence of God and know it. I need you to see this. I got to close. Remain in the presence of God, know it. Know that your problem haven't changed God. Know that your situation haven't changed God. Know that your circumstances haven't changed God. Know that nothing can stop God from getting you out. Know that God can set you free no matter what's coming against you. Know that a crowd can come against you. All your family can come against you. A whole company can come against you. A whole nation can come against you. Know that you and God is a majority. God can get you out. God can set you free. God can work a miracle for you. Know that right now. Stop crying. Stop complaining. Stop sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. Rise up and shout the victory. Glory to God. God is good. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got it. I got it. I got it. Something got a hold of me. Boys, y'all, well, Junior, y'all get ready to finish the thing. I'm gonna finish. I'm gonna close out. Get your mic. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. I don't care what nobody thinks now. Hallelujah! I don't care. Woo! I don't care. Hallelujah! I don't care what you say about me. I'm in the presence of the Lord. I'm in the presence of God. God has spoken to me. Hallelujah. I don't care what nobody say. I do a little dance. I don't care. I don't care. I do the slide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody slide in here. Somebody slide up in here. Somebody slide. The Holy Ghost won't do something up in here. Psh. I got a clothes. I got a clothes, boy. I got a clothes, boy. Hey. They can't take no more. No. They can't take no more. They ain't got that. Hallelujah. Hey. I got drunk. Got drunk and don't care. I got drunk and don't care what nobody thinks. Hallelujah. I'm drunk in the presence of God. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. Anybody in here know Jesus? If you know Jesus, make some noise. I know Jesus. I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm not going to be quiet about it. I know Jesus. Look at Genesis 28, verse 16. I can't read the whole story. And Jacob awake out of sleep and say, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Get another song ready. We're just going to tear hell up today. Pray, pray. Get a song ready. We're going to tear hell up today. Pray again. I get the last one right quick. Get the last one. She gonna sing. Wait. Report from Jesus what it takes to operate in the spirit realm. That's four or five things Jesus said that take to operate in the spirit realm. They're found in Matthew 3:16. The Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting up on him. That's the Holy Ghost. But you need the Holy Spirit. You need an open heaven. You need God's voice back up. And you need operating under the favor of God. You need the Holy Spirit. Come on, child. You need the... that's enough. Glory. Sing it. Oh, and he said it again. Say it again. The Holy Spirit. Open heaven. God's voice back up. Remember what he said about Jesus? This is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. You know what that is? Favor. tell two or three people, I have God's favor on me.
Hallelujah. This is that. Prophet Joe.